This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, September 20th. God's word for you today is learn and do. A scripture reading is taken from James chapter 1, verse 25, and it says, "But whoever catches a glimpse of the revealed counsel of God, the free life, even out of the corner of his eye, and sticks with it, is no distracted scatterbrain, but a man or woman of action. That person will find delight and affirmation in the action. It is the small things that nobody sees that bring about the big things that everybody wants. If you want to be spiritually healthy, start by loving Jesus supremely and then meeting with him daily. Pastor, I get discouraged and I feel like giving up. Let me tell you a top secret." It is a quote by Perry Noble. It says, "When the enemy whispers give up is when you need to shout, shut up, and keep moving forward. So, when the enemy is telling you, give up, stop praying, after all, see all that is happening to you. See all that is happening in your life and in your family. See what your spouse is doing to you. Tell him, shut up and keep moving forward. Third, I must study and do God's word. If you want to be spiritually healthy, you must study and do God's word. Wherever you want the Lord to bless you, you have to build it on the word of God. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 2 says, "All the joys of those who do not follow evil men's advice, who do not hang around with sinners, scoffing at the things of God, but they delight in doing everything God wants them to do, and day and night are always meditating on his laws and thinking about ways to follow him more closely." The premise is, these men delight in the ways and the word of the Lord. Now, hear the promise. Psalm chapter 1, verse 3 says, "They are like trees along a river bank, bearing luscious fruit each season, without fail. Their leaves shall never wither, and all they do shall prosper." I pray that you will bear luscious fruit each season, without fail, in Jesus' name. You can say amen. However, that is the promise. But remember, there is a premise. No matter how hot the sun is, no matter how harsh the weather is, no matter what they go through in life, no matter what the enemy throws at them, their family and their children, their leaves never wither, their roots have gone deep, and all they do shall prosper. That is the promise. James chapter 1, verse 25 says, "But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." Fourth, I must tithe my income. If I want to be healthy spiritually, I must tithe my income. And we see this over and over in the scriptures. Just like I give a part of my day back to God, I give a part of my income back to God. A tithe is 10% of your income. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I will love Jesus supremely, meet with him daily, study and do God's word, and I will tithe my income. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.